This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, 91.5 WSGN. I'm Esther Chamakili. This Saturday is the inaugural Woodstock Music Festival in Woodstock, Alabama, just southwest of Birmingham. The town, of course, shares its name with the iconic 1969 Music Festival, but it's gained notoriety for a different reason. It's setting for the popular podcast S-Town. WBHM's Andrew Yeager reports that one resident has found ways for fans to connect with the Alabama town, the fruits of which will be on display this weekend.
Most nights the past few weeks, Cheryl Dodson comes home, takes the mail, and spreads it out across a desk. It's like Christmas, she says.
This is Nellie in London. And let's see what we have.
It's a decorative tag. Think brown rectangle with two corners cut off, like you might see tied to a fancy gift. On this tag, the sender has drawn clocks.
Your story stuck with me, John B. McLemore. Miss you and wish you could have stayed to continue it. Sending love, Nellie in Hackney, London.
John B. McLemore is the eccentric central character of S-Town, and, spoiler alert, he commits suicide. The podcast was widely acclaimed, but left some residents unsettled. After all, the name S-Town is taken from McLemore's vulgar nickname for Woodstock. Cheryl Dodson says some people in town still won't listen to it because of the name, and it was tough in the weeks after the podcast came out.
You really felt under the microscope, and you didn't know what people thought.
Dodson is married to Woodstock's mayor, and she makes a brief appearance in the podcast. She says people who were touched by McLemore's story began reaching out to her and her husband. A 7-part podcast wasn't enough.
I think everybody was starving for Chapter 8. The things we've done has allowed fans to interact with us.
And one of those things is this tag project. Dodson developed it with an S-Town fan who was an art teacher. She promoted it on social media. She also sent tags to those who contacted her, the idea being that people inspired by the podcast would decorate the tags and send them back. Each tag delivered to her mailbox is then tied to a gate that will be on display at the music festival.
I can show you the gate. I can show you some of my favorite tags and the other letters.
Yeah, let's take a look at that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The gate leans against the wall around the corner from the kitchen table, not far from a bin full with letters and cards. She says she's already received tags from 28 states and 5 countries.
This lady, Lee, it was precious. She sent me this from Michigan, and this card right here, hello from Australia, from your number one fan, Rob T.
Dodson says she's expecting tags from an AP English class in Louisiana. Some local residents took part, too. But this is more than an art project for Cheryl Dodson. It's part of an effort to raise awareness of depression and suicide. She points out Alabama and Bibb County, where Woodstock is, have suicide rates higher than the national average. She says it's clear from the letters she's received, the issue touches many people.
Oh, my mom is a John. Oh, I lost my brother. Oh, my friend is a John. He don't admit it. You know? Now, that is always funny. Nobody admits they're John, but they all admit they know a John.
Dodson doesn't want this to end with Saturday's festival and hopes the gate can go on display in the library or town hall. And she's about to make good on another idea spawned by the podcast. She and John B. McLemore loved flowers, so S-Town fans have been mailing her wildflower seeds. When the weather's right, Dodson intends to plant them around Woodstock.
I think we've got something where we can go, look what we've done. We've got something that's beautiful that's come out of it.
For WBHM, I'm Andrew Yeager.